بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ رب العالمین، وصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. فما بعد، مائی برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، وی ٹاکڈ یسٹرڈے اباؤٹ پریپیرنگ فار ایٹرنل لائف، اینڈ وی آسک اللہ ٹو انیبل اس ٹو ڈو دیٹ، اینڈ ٹو ڈو دیٹ وتھ ایز، اینڈ ٹو میک اٹ دی موسٹ پاورفل تھنگ دیٹ وی ڈو ان آور لائفس، سو دیٹ وی ہیو the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Now, in that context, I mentioned to you yesterday about some dhikr, some azkar, which are all of us know them, nothing for us, inshallah, to memorize, because we know all of this. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, we know this. We also know Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid Walam Yulad Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. You know this. And I narrated for you yesterday the ahadith relating to the benefits of this in our akhirah. Let me tell you one more hadith today, which has to do with our actions, what we should do and what we should not do. Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, I guarantee a house on the outskirts of Jannah for one who leaves arguing even if he is right. For the one who leaves arguing even if he is right. Just think about that. Inshallah, we will talk more about this. Let me first complete narrating the hadith for you. So, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I guarantee a house. And house is what? In Jannah. A house on the outskirts of Jannah for one who leaves arguing even if he is right. And he said, a house in the middle of Jannah who abandons lies even when joking. Not even any April Fool kind of thing. And then he said, and a house in the highest part of Jannah who makes his character excellent. And this is in Sunan Abi Dawud. Now, think about this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I will guarantee a house on the outskirts of Jannah for the one who leaves arguing even if he is right. Just think about our conversations. Think about how much of arguing we do, even where we may not even know whether we are right or not. We just have an opinion and we want to shove that opinion down somebody's throat. And so we argue and we argue and we argue. And without any regard for anything other than to, within quotes, prove our point. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that even if you are absolutely certain that your argument is totally true, you say the sun rises in the east and somebody says no, west, you know it is east, you know that, you know, all that you need to do is wait for the next morning and you can see it for yourself. Still, you say, okay, all right, fine, no problem. You want to believe that, believe it, leave it. Leave the argument. Don't argue even if you are right. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the reward of that, the reward of just keeping quiet. Imagine, what is the meaning of saying leaving the argument? It means don't talk. That's it. Forget it. Right? Just keep silent. But just the reward of being silent is a house in Jannah, on the outskirts of Jannah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a house in the middle of Jannah, he promised a house in the middle of Jannah for the one who abandons lies even when joking. See how much of an evil telling lies is. Islam has so much, put so much emphasis on the truth, on speaking the truth. The biggest and most important of the truth is La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. The biggest lie is to join partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that even if it is what we generally tend to look at, as insignificant, you know, this is only a joke, right? This is only a joke. It's an April Fool thing. I'm just, you know, making fun and so on. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, no, learn to make fun speaking truthfully. Why must you lie? Why must fun always have lies in it? Right? Why must jokes always have lies in them? Let us learn to joke and have fun. Islam is not against joking and having fun. Most welcome. But do it with dignity and do it with truthfulness. Today, see, if you look at how badly society has been corrupted. Take stand-up comedy, for example. Right? There is almost no stand-up comedian who can tell a joke without profanity. Now, that profanity, believe me, adds absolutely zero value. There's no value whatsoever. It is not funny, right? By using curse words, it does not make that joke any more funny than it is. So, if it is a joke which is falling flat, it's going to fall flat, no matter how many curse words you use in that joke. But people have got used to this thing. So, they are now, every stand-up comedian must use profanity. Now, this is what Islam is saying. No, don't do that. Behave with dignity. There is no need. There is no need to use profanity. There is no need to use racist statements. People don't do that because they are afraid of legal suits. But profanity, yes, they do all the time. And there is no need to tell lies even when joking. And if you do that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi is saying, if you just follow this, don't tell lies, a house in the middle of Jannah. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, remember, this is not, he's not saying the house in the middle of Jannah is guaranteed to the one who doesn't tell lies and who also fasts so much and who also prays tahajjud and who also gives, you know, so much of sadaqah and who also does hajj every year and so on and so on. Collective, you know, basket of good deeds will get you a house in Jannah in the middle of Jannah. No. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean you don't pray and so on. But point is that the emphasis there is not on the prayer and so on and so forth. It is on our behavior, on our akhlaq. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to underline that, he says, I guarantee a person a house in the highest part of Jannah who makes his character excellent. Right? Now, character, making character excellent refers to everything. All the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we deal with people and so on and so forth, everything amounts to our character. How we dress, how we eat, how we behave publicly, privately, everything refers to our character. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who enhances and makes his character excellent, I guarantee him a house in the highest part of Jannah. My brothers and sisters, this is what I'm saying. Bring these things into your conversations in your homes. Make your children used to that. You yourself get used to that. And then start working towards that. That is the whole point of these ahadiths. For us to start acting upon them. My brothers and sisters, there is no deen after death. Deen is in this dunya. There's no deen after death, right? And the dunya is the only way that we can attain perfection in the akhirah. Dunya is the only way to earn Jannah. We do not earn Jannah by leaving the dunya, but by using the dunya. It's like telling somebody sitting in a car, the best way for you to reach your destination is to get out of the car and walk. Does that make any sense? Because the best way for that person to reach your destination is to remain in your car and drive it safely and on the right road. This is what the Sahaba did. And they had the best of both worlds. The problem is that people only tell us stories about the days of deprivation and poverty in the early history of Islam, not the story of conquest when there was literally money to burn. Did the Sahaba fall into evil ways when they had money? Did they forget Allah? Did they leave their salah and sit in their shops? Or did they establish Islam on the face of the earth in their environment? What did they do? So dunya lived according to deen is ibadah. It is worship. It is deen itself. It is the reason for deen. If this dunya did not exist, there would be no need for deen. Because there is no, I mean, where is the question of, you know, deen if there is no dunya? Dunya is the way to attain the pleasure of Allah. Dunya is the tilth. It is the farm. It's the planting which will give us the harvest in the akhirah. And that's what Rasulullah reminded us to do. And therefore, how will we get a harvest if we leave our fields fallow? Right? So we have to work. If you want a good harvest, you must spend every waking moment in your field. You must plow and winnow and plant and water and pray for the success of the harvest. People who tell you to leave the dunya, they do not know agriculture. That's why I will say, let us think about this and let us love the dunya. But for the right reasons. So I'm saying to you, you should love the dunya, but for the right reasons. You should run behind the dunya, but for the right reasons. You should use the dunya in the right way. And that is the only way to attain Jannah. Akbar Allahabadi, Rahmatullah Ali, this beautiful, the famous Urdu poet, he said, Dunya mein hoon, dunya ka talabgar nahi hoon. Dunya mein hoon, dunya ka talabgar nahi hoon. Bazaar se guzra hoon, kharidar nahi hoon. Bazaar se guzra hoon, kharidar nahi hoon. He said, I live in the dunya, but I do not desire the dunya. I am passing through the market. I am not a buyer. And that is what I would like to remind myself and you. Let us remember that. And let us try to make this this Jannah real for us. Make this Jannah real so that, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will grant us Jannah when we meet him, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin.